我们在第六章里头看到神的心意借着先知何西阿发表出来了。
In chapter 6, we're able to see God's desire manifested through us through the prophet Hosea.
先知所发出来的个信息就是呼召神的百姓回到神的面前。
The message which the prophet manifests is to call for the people to return before the presence of God.
让众人都归向耶和华。
So that all the people once again will return unto God.
来享用神的那个怜悯和纪念。
To be able to enjoy the mercy and remembrance of God.
我们很清楚地记得他说他撕裂我们也必医治。
We very clearly remember when God said that He hath torn and He will heal us.
他打伤我们也必缠裹。
He hath smitten and He will bind us up.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他是存这样的心思来向着人。
This is the thought and desire God has towards man.
但是有一个叫我们感觉非常非常困扰的事。
But there is this issue that truly troubles us.
因为就在第六章里头。
That is in chapter 6.
一面你看见神的呼唤。
On the one hand, you can see God's calling for us to return.
另一面你看见神那个定罪已经确定在那里。
Yet on the other hand, you also see that God has already determined to punish us.
好像你在第六章的里边你看见神的那两个极其不相同的那一个性情。
Therefore, in chapter 6, you're able to seemingly see the two extremes of the opposite nature of God.
那常常就会引起人有一个疑惑。
Very commonly, then, it will bring forth this doubt in
man. 那个疑惑就是说。
And this doubt is,
神你是全能的神。
God, you are the Almighty God.
你要调转以色列的脚步。那是轻而易举的事了。
If you were to turn the footsteps of the Israelites, it would be so easy for you to do so.
那为什么你不动手把以色列整个的调转过来呢？
Why is it then, God, you do not use forth your power to turn the footsteps of Israel?
你只是在那里呼唤。
That you're only there calling for them to return.
你也不伸出手来把以色列人带回来。
Yet you do not extend forth your hand to bring them back.
那接下去你就会发一个问题。
And then we will follow with this question.
神啊，你的全能究竟显在哪里？
God, how do you manifest your might then?
我想这个是一个很原则性的问题。
I believe this is a question of principle.
也许许许多多神的儿女们在追求成长的过程的里边会碰到一些不如意的事情就发出的问题。
This is often also a question that the children of God will face and ask when they encounter things that are not smooth when they are pursuing to grow.
的确，我们是站在外面来看神的时候。
Truly, when we stand outside to look at God,
我们总是觉得神是全能的神，有什么事情他不能做？
We truly feel God is truly the Almighty God. There's nothing that He cannot do.
那他既然是表明了他愿意人回转到他那里。
Now, since God has manifested the fact He is willing for man to return to Him,
他就伸出手来把人带回去嘛。
All He has to do is extend forth His hand to bring man back to him.
好像我们看着历史上和我们自己的一些经历，我们都好像觉得神并不是这样。
When we look throughout history, even on our personal experiences, we feel that is not the way in which God acts.
因此我们就常常会对神的本性发生一些的疑惑。
Then oftentimes we have this doubt on God's own nature.
我想当时的以色列人听到先知何西阿在那里发出这样的呼唤的时候，
I feel that when the people heard this calling of God through the prophet Hosea,
他们也会有这样的疑惑的。
Likewise, they will have the same doubt.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他从来没有隐藏他自己。
God has never hidden himself.
他的心思和他的意念。
His heart, his desire.
他的安排和他的动作。
His arrangements and his actions.
他不要么他就不向人说。
If God does not speak at all,
他要向人说的话，他就说得清清楚楚。
Otherwise, when he speaks very clearly.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上要读第七章、第八章。
Tonight we're going to chapter 7 and 8.
那在第七章和第八章的里头。
Now in chapter 7 and 8,
神就把 人的疑惑的那个答案摆在哪了。
God places the answer to man's doubt.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
许多时候我们想的是想我们的遭遇。
Many a times when we think, we only consider on our own experiences.
我们却没有想到神的性情和他做工的方法。
We have not considered God's own nature and the principles in which he works.
那现在我们碰到问题来了。
Now we encounter a problem.
那第七章。
Then chapter 7.
神说话了。
God speaks.
神怎么说呢?
What does God say?
我想医治以色列的时候,
When I would have healed Israel,
神要医治以色列。
God is to heal Israel.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是神的心思。
This is God's heart.
神要医治以色列。
God is willing to heal Israel.
这个医治以色列的心思,
This heart to heal Israel,
不是单单显明在以色列人的身上。
It's not only manifested upon the Israelites.
从伊甸园开始,
even from the Garden of Eden,
神一直是用着这个心思来看照着他形象被造的人。
God has never ceased to use this heart and desire to look upon man whom he has created according to his own image. 等到以色列
是特别的蒙选召在他们那个时代里边来显明神的作为。
Even when Israel received the calling to be chosen to manifest God in their generation.
神也是把这样的一个心思显在他们的身上。
Likewise, God manifests such the same heart upon Israel.
所以当我们一读到我想医治以色列的时候。
Therefore, when we read these words, when I would have healed Israel.
我们就晓得神心里面巴不得以色列能脱离那个愚昧，脱离那一个神的震怒，而回到神的喜悦里。
We realize that God is so willing for Israel to depart away from the wrath of God, the punishment of God, to return unto God's pleasure.
这就是我们常常发生疑问的那一个关键。
This is also the key why we oftentimes have our doubts.
既然要医治以色列，那就医治嘛。
God, since you're willing to heal Israel, why don't you just do so?
那你还等什么呢?
What are you still waiting for?
你还不动手，还等到什么时候呢?
Why are you still waiting, God? When are you waiting for?
他们没有想到，也就是说，我们也没有想到。
The Israel did not consider, even ourselves, we do not consider this.
神做工是有神自己做工的法则。
When God works, he has his own principles.
神从来不是自己定规了那个事情，他是自己去执行。
God has never willed a certain matter to be done, and then he will do it himself.
他虽然是神，
even though he is God.
但是他不会去损害他自己所定规的那个属灵的规律。
Yet he will not harm his own spiritual law which he have set himself.
也就是他不愿意我们去破坏那个自然的规律。
That is God's,
是同一个原则。
That is also the same principle which God does not desire for us to break natural laws.
那现在神宣告说我想医治以色列。
Now God proclaims he would have healed Israel.
但是神有难处。
But there's a difficulty with God.
神没有办法把他这个医治的心思很自由很充分的在那里发表出来。
God does not have a channel, a reason for him to manifest his healing there.
什么原因呢?
What is the reason for that?
有谁有这样大的本领可以叫神这一个要叫人得医治的心思不能发表呢?
Now who would have such power to hinder God's desire to heal when he wants to but cannot?
我们看下去就看到了。
When we read on, we realize then,
神说我想医治以色列的时
候。God says, when I would have healed Israel,
以法莲的罪孽和撒玛利亚的罪恶就显露出来。
Then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered and the wickedness of Samaria.
这个就是问题了。
That is the issue.
神不是不想医治以色列。
It is not that God does not desire to heal Israel.
神要医治以色列。
God would have healed Israel.
但是以色列没有让神有机会去显明神的医治。
But Israel did not give the chance to God to manifest his healing.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道一件事情的。
Brothers and sisters, we know one thing.
那是神本性里面所 表达出来的。
That is manifested to us in God's own nature.
不错，神是一位满有怜悯、同情、体恤人的神。
Yes, God is a God filled with grace, mercy, and compassion.
但是我们别忘了。
But let us not forget.
神同时又是一个万不以有罪为无罪的神。
At the same time, God is also a God that will not deem sin as sinless.
那神要怜悯人。
If God wants to have mercy on man,
神就先解决人的罪。
God will first take care of man's sin.
把人和神中间的那个阻隔拿掉。
To remove the separation between man and God.
但是当神要做这个工作的时候，
But when God is to do this work,
他不勉强人。
He does not force man.
他只是告诉人说，
He only tells man,
你要悔改。
You have to repent.
你要转回。
You have to turn around.
你要回到神的面前。
You must return back to God.
你悔改，你回转，你回到神的面前。
If you repent, return back into God's presence.
神的怜悯就毫无保留的就向人倾倒。
Then God's mercy without any withholding will be poured forth on man.
但是人不肯悔改呢？
But when man is not willing to repent,
人不肯回转呢？
When man is not willing to return,
神不会勉强他们去做他们不愿意做的事。
God will not force man to do something that they do not want to do.
我们一直是看到神在人身上是有一个等待。
We continue to see that God has this awaiting upon man.
等待什么呢？
What is God waiting for?
等待人的心甘情愿。
To wait for man's willingness.
就在何西阿书里边，我们也读过这样的事情。
Even in the book of Hosea, we read this.
在雅各书上面我们是一再的看到神自己发表他这个心思。
In the book of James, we continue to see that God is always manifesting this heart and desire to us.
不要叫醒我所爱的。
In the Song of Solomon, do not awaken my beloved.
你要等让他自己情愿。
Allow for her to be willing.
就是这样的一回事。
That is the same thing.
神想要医治以色列。
God would have healed Israel.
但是以色列没有给神有机会表达神这一份的怜悯和同情。
But Israel did not give the chance for God to manifest this healing, this mercy.
所以在这里说神要医治他们，但是他们的罪孽显露出来。
God says he would have healed them, but yet their iniquity was discovered.
他们所做的。
All that they have done.
一直在那里拒绝神对他们施怜悯。
Continues to oppose God's mercy awaiting for them.
他们所做的有些什么样的那个光景呢？
Now what is the condition of what they have done?
那在底下就说了他们几件事情。
But later on it records for us several of these things.
如果从字面上面我们看上去我们都知道神说他们的是什么。
Even when we read through the letter of the word, we realize what God is saying about them.
但是我们要说明在神的鉴察的里头神看见他们身上所有的是什么。
But we must say that in God's search of them, what is it that God sees that they have before God?
头一件事情我们注意到。
The first thing we can take note of.
就是以色列人心思的里面。
In the hearts of Israel.
他们不以为神是会鉴察人的。
They do not consider that God will be one who searches man.
所以我们做我们喜欢的。
So we do whatever we like.
神怎么样这个我们不必太在意。
We don't need to be too mindful of what we do.
因为神不会鉴察人的。
Because God does not examine search man.
弟兄说你留意到以色列人如果存这样的心思的话。
Now brothers and sisters, if Israel does have such a heart and attitude.
难怪他们在历史上是那样的放肆。
That is why they do whatever they want throughout history.
一直到他们现在这个处于快要被掳前的那个日子。他们仍然是存着这样的心思。
Even during this time, right before they are about to be entered into captivity, they still have such a hardened attitude in their actions.
神没有什么大不了的。
There's nothing great about God.
不错，他曾经跟我们的祖宗和我们好些人都说过话。
Yes, God has spoken to our forefathers and many of us.
但是神说过就算了。
But God just says it and forgets about it.
他不会真的是执行的。
God will not truly execute his judgment.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个是自己骗自己的一种心思。
Brothers and sisters, when we have such a mindset, we're deceiving ourselves.
神你留意，神就说了，
So you discover,
他们行事虚谎内有贼人入室偷窃外有强盗成群骚扰他们他们心里并不思想我纪念他们的一切恶。God
says this about them, for they commit falsehood, and a thief come in, and the troop of robbers spoil without, and they consider not in their hearts, I have remembered all their wickedness, now their own doings have beset them round about.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了，神说这个话是有一些背景的。
Brothers and sisters, when God says these words, there's a background behind it.
贼人，有贼人入室偷窃。
And the thief comes in.
说的是什么？
What is that speaking of?
说的是。
This is speaking about.
他们以色列人用别样来代替了神。
This speaks of the fact that Israel have used other gods to take the place of God.
其中特别点出来的在下边，那就是那个金牛犊。
What is especially highlighted is what's later on said to us about the golden calf.
他们明目张胆的在那里偷窃神的荣耀和偷窃神的地位。
Very evidently, without any shame, they used the golden calf to take the place of God, to rob the glory of God.
哦，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
That is a very serious matter.
你说以色列人知道不知道呢？
You question if the Israelites know about this.
他们不可能不知道。
It is impossible that they do not know.
虽然摩西的律法在以色列在那边是给限制。
Even though the law of Moses is restricted on the side of Israel.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们读列王记或者读历代是的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when we through the kings and when we read through,
我们仍然发现，
we still discover,
神仍然保留着一些人在以色列。
God still has kept for him numbers in Israel.
在亚哈的时候有7000人不向巴利屈膝。
During the days of King Ahab, there are 7,000 who have not been bowed their knees.
也在他的同时。
Even at that same time,
也有一个先知就是只说凶言不说吉语的。
There was this prophet that only says bad things about the king and not
good things. 为什么他亚哈会觉得他是只说凶言不说吉语呢？
Now why does Ahab feel that prophet only says that things that are bad to him and not good?
因为他是凭着耶和华来说话。
That is because that prophet only speaks according to God.
说出律法上对神的百姓要说的话。
And speaks the law of God to the people of God.
所以在亚哈的耳朵听来都是凶言，都是定他罪的。
Therefore, in the ears of King Ahab, he feels there's bad about him and that condemns his sin.
那说到外有外面有强盗成群骚扰他们。
Here when it says the troop of robbers spoil without.
弟兄姊妹，只要你再回去读一读列王记下15章。
Brothers and sisters, when we go back and read 2 Chronicles,
你会看到那一个时候的以色列。
We can see Israel during that time.
他们给亚述。
By the Syrians.
他们给亚兰。
And from Syria.
甚至他们是给埃及。
Even from Egypt.
明明的在那里给他们欺负。
Very clearly oppressing them.
虽然有些时候他们跟这些人联手来对付犹大。
Even though at times they would ally themselves with these three nations to deal with Judah.
但是每次你看到都是他们吃亏的。
But each time it is Israel themselves who are at a disadvantage.
所以当你看到那个列王记下15章的时候。
So when we see 2 Chronicles chapter 15.
你看到在那一个时候的以色列，
you can see Israel during that time,
他们那个王朝的变动是非常的频密的。
The turnover of the dynasty of the kings during that time for Israel was very rapid.
那些王朝都是可以说是很短命的。
The kings, you can say, were very short-lived.
不都在那里转换。
That there were continued changes in
those worlds. 那些王朝的转换。
And in the change of these kings.
那就跟那个亚述、亚兰他们那些的亲友是有点关联。
That has to do with their connection with Syria and Assyria as they came to attack the people.
你要是看到十五章列王记下，
When we read 2 Chronicles chapter 15,
你看到他们的那个王朝最短命的是多短命。
You can see how short-lived one of the kings were.
一个月。
Only 1 month.
第二短命的呢
？And the second to that,
6个月
6 months.
最长命的呢，20年。
And even the one that was the longest in reign was 20 years.
当中还有一些，当然没有短的那么厉害，但是也是非常短命的。
And others may not be as short as months, but still the reign was very
short.
So, brothers and sisters, when you pay attention to these facts,
你就注意到了,
you realize then,
神是借着这些环境来向以色列他的百姓说话,
that it is through these conditions and that God speaks to his people Israel.
我们常常提到,
many times we mention,
生命记上所说的话, 就是神给他们, 要留意神和他们的关系的，那是怎么样的一个温度计吧。
The words in the book of Deuteronomy is for Israel to pay attention, and the phenomenon expressed is to for them to be a gauge of their relationship between God.
那如果他们里边有点点的苏醒，
if within they're somewhat alert,
他们面对这些事情的时候，他们知道了。
When they face all these situations, then they should know.
神在我们中间监察我们了。
God is examining us in our midst.
神在这里要调转我们的脚步了。
God desires to turn our footsteps.
神告诉我们，我们越过了他的界限，走在神不喜悦的路上了。
God tells us that we are going beyond his boundary to go on a way that is not pleasing to him.
但是好像以色列中间没有几个心思苏醒的人。
But it seems as if in the Israel there's not many hearts that are awakened before God.
意思神说他们心里并不思想，
therefore,
我纪念他们一切的恶。
Therefore even they, God says to them that they consider not in their hearts that I have remembered all their wickedness.
又从这样的神 指出他们的问题来，
brothers and sisters, from these points that God tells them what their problem is,
反映出一个很严肃的属灵的事实，
really reflects for us a very critical, serious spiritual condition.
字句是说他们不思想神的作为，
the letter of the word says they consider not the work of God.
那实际是什么？
What is the reality then?
实际是他们没有给神有地位。
The reality is they did not give any ground to God.
神在他们当中没有地位。
There is no position, no ground for God in their
heart. 他们不尊重神。
They did not honor God.
他们以为神只不过是一个观念。
They only feel that God is only but a thought, a concept.
神只不过是一个名词。
God is only a name.
没有实际的行动在哪里的。
And there's no reality, no practical action behind it.
这是以色列人当时的那个属灵的光景。
That is the spiritual condition of Israel during that time.
光是这一样，
even only this point,
神要医治他们也没有机会。
That if God even desired to heal them, God does not have the channel.
但是神给我们看见，
but God also shows us,
他们不能让神去给他们医治， 不是只有这一样。
The fact that they cannot give reason for God to heal them was not only because of this reason.
还有什么呢？
What other reasons?
还有他们自己的那种自己骗自己的那种光景。
Even their own condition when they deceive themselves.
比上说了一些的话。
Later on it tells us these words.
这些话一面是说到 人和人中间的关系。
On the one hand, these words tell us the relationship among each other.
也说出人心思里边的光景。
And also shows us the condition of their heart.
他们好像这样，
they are like this condition. They feel,
我们只要不张扬，
as long as we're not defiled,
我们做了什么事情， 没人知道的。
As long as we do not manifest it too greatly, whatever we do in secret, no one will know.
谁也不会追究的。
And God will not pursue us for it.
因为他们说我们很会隐藏啊。
Because they say we know how to hide ourselves.
我们把我们的愚昧隐藏起来。
And we can hide our own foolishness.
谁都不能在那里 说我们的不是。
And no one can judge us for what we do wrong.
弟兄姊妹，你留意， 圣灵借着何西啊，用一个例子来说出这个事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. The Holy Spirit uses Hosea to use this example to tell us.
他说，
Hosea says,
以色列人好像火炉给 烤饼的人烧热。
Israel is like an oven heated by the baker.
从团面到发面的时候，它不使火着旺。
Who sees from raising after he have kneaded the dough until it be leavened.
而只是把它点燃在那里。
It is only lighted there.
让它维持一定的温度。
And so only a certain amount of heat is kept there, but not raise the heat, the fire.
因为现在还没有到烤饼的时候。
Because it's not yet time to bake the bread.
现在才发面。
We're only kneading the dough right now.
还要揉。
We still have to.
还要让它醒。
We still have to have it raised.
还要让它醒过了以后再揉。
Only when the dough is raised and we knead
it again. 然后才造成一个的饼。
And then we make it into the form of bread.
还要把它放到炉子里面去。
And then we still have to put it in the
oven. 那个时候才是真正烤饼的时候。
Only at that time we'll bake the bread, we'll raise the fire.
那个时候才把火来发旺。
That's when we'll raise the fire.
现在还没到那个时间。
It's not that time yet.
我们就让那个火种在那里一点点的燃烧就可以。
So we'll just have the fire going there just a little bit.
我们隐藏我们的意念。
And we'll hide our thoughts.
我们隐藏我们的动作。
We'll hide our actions.
没有到那个时间，我们不让这些事情发表出来。
If the time is not right, we will not show forth our actions.
弟兄姊妹，这是人心思里边的自己骗自己的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is how the heart of man is. We deceive ourselves.
他们以为我只要这样遮盖一下，隐藏一下。
As long as I cover it up, I hide it in some way.
我们可以骗骗人。
Then we can deceive others.
我们也可以把神连同一起去骗掉。
Likewise, we can trick God.
他们却忘记了一件事情。
But they forget one thing.
神是鉴察人肺腑心肠的。
God is the one who searches the reins of the heart of man.
神不是看人外面所做的。
God does not only look at our external
actions. 神是看到人里头的那一个实际。
God looks within our reality within our heart.
谁能阻挡神这样的眼目来看到人的里边去呢？
Who is able to hinder the sight of God to look inside man?
但是他们以为他们自己可以。
But they thought they can do that.
那换一句话来说，
In other words,
他们把神也当作一个好欺负的。
They thought that God can be picked on.
也好欺骗的。
And God can be deceived.
只要我喜欢，我什么事情我都可以。
As long as I like it, I can do whatever I want.
为什么我一定要回到神的面前呢？
Why must I return before the presence of God?
为什么我一定要向神认罪呢？
Why must I confess to God?
我保留我自己不是挺好吗？
As long as I can keep myself, that would be great.
弟兄姊妹们啊，
Brothers and sisters.
那就在当时以色列人的当中，他们的心思就是这样的摆摊。摊在神的面前。
This is the heart attitude of Israel as they lay bare before God.
当然你跟现代人来比较，他们还是高明。
If you compare that to present day men, of course, they are doing more wiser.
因为他们还懂得隐藏自己。
Because they still know how to hide themselves.
不过这个隐藏自己不是在神面前隐藏自己，是在人面前隐藏自己。
Of course, when they're trying to hide themselves in this way, it's only before man and not before God.
在坏事上隐藏自己。
That they try to cover up their own sin.
那比现代人要肯定自己，那还算是高明一点。
This seemingly is a better way of acting than present day man when we want to manifest ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
当我们在往下去看的时候，
When we continue to read on,
我们就看到他们第三件事情在神的面前过不去。
We can see the third thing they have against God.
是什么事情呢？
What is that?
如果我们不回到那个列王记下十五章去看当时的那个历史的发展。
If we don't go back to 2 Kings chapter 15 to see how history has developed during that time.
正好就是乌西亚王，就是何西阿书一开头说，从乌西亚王做王的时候算起，一直到他们给亚述灭掉的这段时间里头。
That is the period during when King Uzziah reigned, and that is what at the beginning of Hosea when he says from that time till the Assyrians have destroyed them.
那这段里头, 他们发生了些什么事情?
Now during this period, what happened?
他们有一种政治上的狂热。
Now, there was a very political zealous.
这个政治上的狂热,
and they're very fervent politically.
表现在 许多人都想
was manifested in the fact that many of them wanted to be king.
我们刚才说他们那段时间的王朝转换得非常频密。
We already shared that there was a turnover of kings very rapidly during that period.
那是什么回事呢?
What is that about?
如果我们回到六王记那边去看,
if we go back to 2 Kings,
你就看到很清楚一件事情,
we can see very clearly then.
在那个时候人的领袖欲
during that time, their fervor to reign was so strong. Even when there's the slightest chance, they want to reign.
为什么那时候那个王朝那么短呢?
Why is it then the reign, the kingship was so short?
那个将军就把那个君王杀掉。
That's because the general would kill the king.
那他就坐上去做王了。
Then the general became king.
等到他坐上去做王的时候,
and when the general became king,
原来他的同事,
then his associate,
当然也是将军了,
of course his fellow general then,
他也觉得,
then that general would feel,
你能杀王, 我也能杀你。
If you as a general can kill the king, I can also kill you.
弟兄姊妹你看到,
the brothers and sisters, you can
see. 为什么要把他杀掉呢?
Why must they kill each other?
因为你杀掉他,
because if you kill the king, you can
be the king. 你就可以满足那个领袖欲。
Then you can satisfy your desire to reign, to be king.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看到那一段的时间, 那个, 政治上的那个, 动荡是动荡的不得了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see how much power that shifted during that time repeatedly.
政权还没有稳定下来, 第二个王朝又出来了。
Even before the political situation was settled, another person will take the place.
在那几十年的里边就是这个样子。
In those couple of decades, that was what happened repeatedly.
那为什么会是这样?
Now, why did that happen?
政治上的狂热,
it is because they're very fervent, zealous for political
things. 他们那种领袖欲的狂热,
that to be more accurate is that they desire so much to reign, to be king.
他们忘记了一件事情,
they forgot one thing.
什么事情呢?
What is that?
他们是神的选民,
that they're the chosen people of God.
这一批选民的王是神自己,
and it is God himself who is their king.
他们那个情形好像又回到四世纪里边的那种光景。
Now that condition during that period is just like the condition back in the day of the judges.
那时候以色列中没有王。
In those days there was no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
And everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
他们没有看见在他们中间做王的神。
They did not see God who was their king reigning in their midst.
人的狂热。
Man's own zeal.
又是把神隔在一旁,
again, have put God aside.
那弟兄姊妹们在这种光景的底下,
now, brothers and sisters, under such a condition,
你怎么能看得见?
How is it?
他们让神有机会去医治他们,
that you're able to see that God would have the chance to heal them.
不是神不想医治他们,
it is not that God is not willing to heal them. God is very willing to heal them. But they did not give the opportunity to God.
更严重的,
even more severe.
还不是上面的三件,
it is not these first three things.
还有第四件,
it is this fourth thing.
哦,第四件这个事情是真的是把神的心刺的,
this fourth thing is really what pierced and hurt the heart of God.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
那是说我们留意到这里,
this is here what it says.
No, 我想要点一点刚才他们让这个政治狂热弄到许多人都很苦恼的时候神说没有一个人来求告我。
I want to say again, when they were very fervent, zealous for political power, God highlights and says to them, they have not cried unto me with their heart.
仍然是说出, 神在他们中间没有地位。
That still again points out the fact that in their heart there's no position for
那然后第四章来,
God.
那然后第四章来, 第四件事情来了。
And then this fourth matter.
那第四件神就说,
God says about them,
说什么呢?
What does God say?
以法莲与列邦人掺杂,
that Ephraim is mixed with the Gentiles.
以法莲是没有翻过的饼,
that they are like a cake that is not turned.
那正因为是这样子,
and because of this,
就引出他们底下的许多的愚昧和无知,
will bring forth much of their foolishness and ignorance.
外邦人吞吃他劳力得来的, 他不知道。
Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not.
他自己头发斑白了，就离死不远了，他也不知道。
Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. They're very close to death.
那为什么他们是这样呢？
Now why is it they're this way?
因为他们是没有翻过的饼。
Because they're a cake not turned.
为什么他们是没有翻过的饼呢？
Now why is it they're like a cake not turned?
那最好上面说他们跟外邦人掺杂在一起,
this has to do with the fact,
很有直接的关系,
a direct relationship why they mix themselves among the Gentiles.
但是我们要留意他们和外邦人掺在一起是什么事情呢?
But what is this referring to when they mix themselves among
the
Gentiles?
神说他们是没有翻过的饼,
and what does it mean when God says they're a cake not turned?
那我们先要注意神说这些话,
now we have to pay attention what is God pointing to when God says these things.
啊, 我们先来留意第十节下半,
let's first take note of the last half of verse 10.
虽遭遇这一切, 他们仍不归向耶和华,
and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this.
他们的神,
their God,
也不寻求他。
They do not seek the Lord their God.
以法莲好像鸽子愚蠢无知,
Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart.
弟兄姊妹们,你看到,这里说到他们是一个跟外邦人掺杂,成了没有翻过的饼,原来是跟他们和神的关系是发生直接的关系。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see the fact that they mix themselves amongst the Gentiles and they're like a cake not turned. Has a direct relationship to the fact they do not return to the Lord their God.
虽然上面所提的三种光景都是说到他们和神的关系不正常,
even though the previous three points tells us the fact that their relationship with God is not normal,
但是神没有直接点出他们那些不正常是和他们的宗教狂热有关,
but God has not directly pointed out the fact that their unnormal relationship with God had to do with their fact of
their religious zealousness.
When God says directly their cake not turned, tells us specifically because of your religious fervor, they're lost and gone astray and not know where they're going.
那以色列跟外邦人掺杂,
when Israel mixed themselves among the Gentiles,
现在他们把许许多多外邦的偶像都接进来,
was manifested in the fact that they received, they accepted all the Gentile idols.
所以神就说他们没有归向我,
therefore, God says they do not return back to the Lord.
也不寻求我,
and they do not seek the Lord.
那我们看这一件事情,
when we see this matter,
我们就要从神说他们是没有翻过的饼这个点上来注意,
we have to pay attention from this point when God says about them, they're a cake not turned.
什么叫做没有翻过的饼呢?
What does it mean to be a cake not turned?
过去很多弟兄, 我们就认为说以法莲是没有翻过的饼,就是说以法莲是走极端。
When many brethren have said the fact, it means that their cake not turned is because Ephraim have gone to the extreme.
不是跑到这一边跑到极端去,就从另外一边跑到极端去。
They say that it would mean that either Ephraim is extreme to the left or extreme to the right.
因为没有翻过的饼的那个实际的情形是什么呢?
Because what is the actual situation of a cake not turned?
一边是烧焦了,
one is burnt,
另外的一边还没有熟,
and the other side of the cake then is not cooked.
所以说没有翻过的饼是说到两种不调和的光景。
Therefore, a cake not turned will tell us of two extreme different conditions.
这也是对的。
That is also correct.
但是我们要注意神在这里说他们是没有翻过的饼的那个焦点是在哪里。
But when we see that God says there are cake not turned, where is the focus on?
当然那个焦点是在神和他们的关系上面。
Of course, their focus is on the fact of their relationship between God and them.
那他们成为没有翻过的饼。
Now they have become a bread unturned.
那个原因在哪里呢？
What is the reason for that?
撇开其他的那个附带的原因。
If we throw away all the other underlying reasons.
只是说。
If we only say.
他们的那一种。实际的情形
their actual situation
那完全是一个宗教的狂热
it is all based on the fact that you are fervent religiously
弟兄姊妹你可以这样看
brothers and sisters you can see it this way
当亚哈他们那一批人把巴利带进来的时候当然这个是也许别的杰作、
when King Ahab and of course that is due to Jezebel when they brought in all the Gentile idols
你看到那个巴利在以色列人中间那个情况是如何
you can see the condition of Baal amongst Israel
巴利可以在以色列中超越过耶和华神的侍奉和敬拜
In the land of Israel, Baal is able to surpass the service and worship due to the Lord God.
他们有巴利的庙
They have temples for Baal.
他们有巴利的先知
They have prophets for Baal.
他们有耶洗别所支持的那个巴利那个巴与巴利有关的许许多多的活动
and they had all the activities associated with Baal that was supported by Jezebel
弟兄姊妹你回想
brothers and sisters think about
当以利亚和巴利的先知在加哈密山上来征战的时候
remember when Elijah was against the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel.
有几个巴利的先知在哪里?
How many prophets of Baal were there?
400个。
There are 400.
有几个耶和华的先知在哪里?
How many prophets of the Lord God was there?
以利亚一个。
Only one, Elijah.
弟兄姊妹，你从这些对比你看到。
Brothers and sisters, from this comparison, you can see.
巴利的敬拜在以色列中是到了一个怎么样的光景
You can just imagine the condition has reached to in Israel the worship of Baal.
因着耶洗别是这样的鼓吹
Because Jezebel was pushing for this.
整个以色列都倒向巴利
All Israel has turned toward Baal.
你记得以利亚在 哈密山上向以色列人宣告什么
You can remember what Elijah proclaimed to Israel on Mount Carmel.
如果耶和华是神你们要归向他
He says, if the Lord God be God, then you have to turn to him.
如果巴利是神你们也就归向巴利
If Baal be God, then turn to Baal.
当时圣灵记下以色列人的反应是什么
At that time, the Holy Spirit recorded the response of Israel.
你留意就知道
You pay attention and you remember.
众民都不作声
The people remain silent.
为什么都不作声
Why did they remain silent?
当然你可以说那个情形很复杂
Of course, you say the condition is very complex.
他们害怕耶洗别的势力
They are afraid of the power of Jezebel.
所以不敢作声
So they remain quiet.
但是恐怕这个不是问题的焦点
But that may not be the focus of this issue.
问题的焦点
The focus is
是他们不以为耶和华神是独一的神
It's the fact that they did not honor the Lord God as the only true God.
甚至不以为耶和华神是神
Even the fact that they did not honor the Lord God as God.
因为在那一段日子里边巴利的势力整个以色列都涵盖掉了
Because during that period the power of Baal have covered the entire land of Israel
他们火热吗
They were very zealous
他们很火热
Very zealous
但是火热的对象错了
But the audience the object of their fervor is wrong
但是那个时候以色列地不是只有巴利
At that time Israel not only had Baal
还有一个神非常过不去的一件事
There was another thing that God had against them
那就是金牛犊
And that is the golden calves
金牛犊和 那个巴利是是不是平起平坐的在那个时间
？Whether the fact the golden calf and Baal were on equal ground during that time for Israel？
似乎好像找不到这样的证据。
It seems like we cannot find evidence to show they were on equal footing。好像还是巴利占上风一点。Perhaps even Baal was more popular than the golden calves。
金牛犊也逊色了。
And even the golden calves did not measure up。
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters，
不管金牛犊逊色到一个什么的情形
，Regardless of how much popular Baal was more than the golden cows，
一件事情叫神心里头非常过不去的。
One thing that was very God had much against them was
是什么呢
？What is that？
是他们说金牛犊就是耶和华神。
It is the fact that they claim that the golden calves is God。
这个事情从来没人。没有几个人反对
，and no one has ever opposed that。
从起初设立金牛犊的时候开始
，even at the beginning when they set up the golden calves，
只有极少数的人在那里点过这样的事情。
No, only a few in number would even mention this。
并且我们还记得点出这个事情的人还是从犹大那边过来的。
And even the ones who pointed this out came from Judah。
他们把金牛犊看成是耶和华
，and they have treated these golden calves as the Lord God。
你说他们离弃耶和华，他们不会承认。
If you say that they have left the Lord God, they would not confess to that。
他说我们整个耶和华在这里供奉着。
They say this is our Lord God and we are worshiping it。
我们还向他献上礼物。
We are offering to these golden calves。
然后我们不只有一个地方。敬拜耶和华。
And not only do we have one place to worship the Lord God，
我们起码有两个地点。
At least we have two。
啊，你看我们没有忘记耶和华。
Look at us, we did not forget about the Lord God。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你留意到
，Pay attention。
这也是神在这里底下直接就点着他们这个金牛犊的问题。
This is exactly what God is pointing out against them。
但是除了巴利、金牛犊、
Baal and the golden calf，
他们还引进了不少的外邦的偶像。
They also brought in much Gentile idols。
他们也许还在那里振振有词地说。
Even though they can say with much reason，
这叫做多元化。
This we're being very multicultural。
我们心胸广大
，because we're very broad in our capacity。
什么神我们都可以接过来。
We're able to accept all the gods。
什么道理我们都可以接过来。
And we can accept all the doctrine。
如果真的是这样
，If that's truly the case，
那说明什么
？What does that tell us？
说明他们里面有个宗教的狂热。
It tells us that within they have a religious fervor。
只要是宗教的事情，我们就接过来。
As long as it's anything to do with religion, we'll accept。
管它是金牛犊也好，巴利也好
，Whether it be the golden cows, Baal，
米勒公也好
，Or even the Ashtaroth，
亚瑟拉也好
，Or other idols。
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是当时的以色列的光景。
This is the condition of Israel at that time。
在他们里面充满了宗教的狂热，但是却是没有找到准确的侍奉敬拜的对象。
Within them, they're filled with religious fervor, yet they did not find the true God that they needed to worship.
那在这样的一种光景的底下的狂热
，Therefore, under this condition, when there's so much religious fervor,
只有更多的累积神的怒气。
It will only increase the wrath of God.
绝对没有条件让神有机会给他们医治。
There would absolutely be no reason, no channel for God to heal them.
那所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
当我们看到这些事情的时候
，When we see all these things，
我们就领会了
，We can understand，
不是神不显出他的同情和怜悯
，It is not the fact that God did not manifest His mercy， His compassion，
是人既然不甘愿让神在他们身上显出怜悯
，It is the fact， That if man is not willing for God to manifest his mercy and compassion upon
man,
God will not force them to accept it.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们读罗马书读到在神面前以别样去代替神的人，神怎么来对待他们。
This also is told to us when we read Romans, when others have exchanged God and use others to take the place of God, how God will deal with them.
我们看到罗马书说得非常的清楚，他们既然故意不认识神，
and we see in Romans it says that if they have will to not know God,
神就任凭他们，
God gave them up to their own pleasure.
神就任凭他们，
God gave them up.
不是神不给他们机会，
it is not that God did not give them a chance,
而是神给了机会，
but God has given them a chance.
他们不愿意接受这个机会，
they are not willing to accept this chance.
神就说，
So God says,
你们既然不愿意接受，
if you're not willing to accept it,
那我也只好任凭你们。
I will give you over, I will allow you to do whatever you want.
等到幕后的日子，
then in the last days,
那个时候再来清理。
At that time, I will deal with it.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这样的一件事的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see such a thing,
我们千万不要说这只是以色列人的问题。
Let us not only say this is a problem with Israel.
这也是历史历代以来称为神名下的人的会碰上的问题。
This is also an issue, a problem all those belonging to God throughout the ages will encounter.
比方我们回到新约的教会来说，
For example, when we go back to the church in the New
Covenant, 我们读哥林多前书的时候，
When we read 1 Corinthians,
我们不是读到主用他自己的话来提醒我们，
We also read the Lord's own words to remind us.
所有称为主名下的人都有一个共同的根基。
All of us who belong to God have the same foundation.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是除了根基相同以外，
But besides the foundation being the same,
上层的建筑就不一定相同了。
All that is built upon it may not be the same.
而主在那里说的那一件事情，明明是在那里提醒我们。
When the Lord says that, it is clearly to remind us.
虽然有一个准确的根基，
even though we have the correct foundation,
但是也得要注意上层的建筑。
But we must also take note what is built upon it.
虽然那里就说，
so it says there,
有人用金银宝石在上面建造。
Some build upon it with gold, silver, and precious stones.
这样的建造，
if we build in this way,
等到将来在神审判的时候，
Then in the day of judgment by God,
有火发现，
when the fire shall come,
要试验个人的工程，
to try all of our work,
说清楚一点嘛，
to be very clear,
神在那里用火的试验来验收个人的工程，
God is to use the fire to consume, to burn our work.
如果你是用金银宝石来建造的，
If we are built with gold, silver, or precious stones,
火炼来到的时候，
When the fire comes,
那就显明他们的稳固，
We will manifest how secure, how fast it is.
但是如果有人用草木和血来在上面建造，
But when others will build with hay, wood, and stubble,
那他们就要给烧毁。
It will be consumed, burnt up.
虽然这上层建筑烧毁，那个根基还存留。
Even though what is built upon is consumed, burnt up, the foundation remains.
但是这个就成了，叫做很可怜的仅仅得救。
But this is very sad. It becomes we're barely, merely saved.
我们就常会问这些问题了。
Then oftentimes we'll ask such questions.
神，你是全能的神，你为什么不让他，从那个草木活血那里头转过来，用金银宝石来建造呢？
God, since you are the Almighty God, why did you not turn their footsteps so they would not build with wood, stubble, and hay, that they would turn their footsteps and build with gold, silver, and precious stones?
我们说神巴不得每一个神的儿女都是在金银宝石上头来建造。
We say that God is so willing for each of His child to build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
神说了许多的话来指出这个问题，也勉励神的儿女要留意这个问题。
God has spoken so many words to remind His children and to encourage His children to pay attention to this.
但是就是有那么一些人，他们就满足于
But there are just so many people that are satisfied with building with wood, hay, and stubble.
所以神也就说了,
so God says,
既然你们那样欣赏草木和谐,
if you admire the wood, hay, and stubble so much, I will allow you to do so.
弟兄姊妹们, 你留意的,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当年以色列在神面前所发生的那个属灵的困扰,
the difficulty which Israel had during those days before God,
在原则上也发生在现今的称为神儿女们的人的身上,
in principle, it also is the same things that happen upon those who belong to God today.
我们留意这样的一件事情,
when we pay attention to these things,
神愿意医治以色列的被盗的病,
God is willing to heal Israel and the fact that they have turned against God. But Israel would not have God heal them.
那也,
therefore, God does not insist and say, I must heal you.
你们不愿意得医治,
if you're not willing to be healed, then you will bear your own responsibility of your sin.
是啊,弟兄姊妹,你留意神说这一大段的话, 我们刚才这样的来交通,就好像神也给带到一个地步,神没有办法。
We pay attention that when we shared all these words that God has said to Israel, it seems like then God is brought to a point where he has no other way.
弟兄姊妹,不是神没有办法,
brothers and sisters, it's not that God does not have a way.
但是神是从来不勉强人,做人不甘心的事。
But it is because God has never forced man to do something that man is not willing to do.
神指出了问题的严重,
God has pointed out the severity of
如果人不甘心,
the problem. If man is not willing,
那人就准备要承担,
then man has to be ready to bear the responsibility and the consequences of not being willing. But as to God, when God has stated all these conditions, you're able to understand it really hurts the heart of God. Pay attention to these words.
第十节,
verse 10.
以色列的骄傲,
and the pride of Israel testified to his face.
虽遭遇这一切, 他们仍不归向耶和华, 他们的神, 也不寻求我,
and they do not return to the Lord God, their Lord, nor seek him for all of this.
然后, 16节,
and then verse 16,
他们归向, 却不归向至上者,
they return, but not to the Most High.
那个结果就怎么样呢?
What is that result?
结果就让他们成了一个翻倍的功,
it result in they are like a deceitful bow.
什么叫做翻倍的功?
What is a deceitful bow?
那个功翻转过来的时候,
this is what it means, that the bow is turned upon himself.
最简单的就是,
very simply put,
失去了功用,
it lost the function.
进一步来说,
and to be even more,
伤害自己,
you will hurt yourself.
因为那个功不是向着敌人,
because the bow is not turned out against
the enemy. 你翻过来的时候就向着你自己,
but it's turned in against yourself.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当神说这些话的时候,
when God says all these words,
我们不要以为神说得很轻松,
let us not think God says it very
lightly. 你要是把上文和下文接连起来留意, 你注意, 神说这些话的时候是非常的心疼的。
If you connect the text from beginning to end, you realize God says this with a sorrowful heart.
神巴不得能医治,
God is so very much willing to heal his people. But his people is not willing to be healed. Therefore, God can only allow them, give them over.
那么神任凭的结局呢?
And the result of God's
giving them up,
Of course, this is the result when they made the covenant with God.
所以到了第八章, 弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, in chapter 8, brothers and sisters,
你就看到了,
we can see
神任凭他们,
God gave them up, gave them over.
但是他们与神立约的事情就带出 一个非常难以承担的结果。
But the fact that they transgress against the covenant with God, it will bring forth a responsibility too much for them to bear.
所以到了第八章一开始,
so even at the beginning of chapter 8,
你看, 是谁在说话呢?
Who is it that is speaking?
是神在说话呢? 是何西俄在说话呢?
Is it Hosea speaking or God himself speaking?
是何西俄在那里说出神要说的话?
It is Hosea saying the words that God wants to say.
说什么呢?
What is it saying?
你用口吹角吧?
Set the trumpet to your mouth.
吹角当然是用口来吹了。
Of course you would blow the trumpet with your mouth.
一般来说吹角就是吹角了。But
generally when you blow the trumpet, it's to blow the trumpet.
就不必把那个口再加上去了。But
you don't have to add on blow it with your mouth.
但是神说话的时候,他说你用口来吹角吧。But
God specifically says you will set the trumpet to your mouth, blow it with your mouth.
那是什么意思?
What does that mean?
那不是真的吹角。
That's not really to blow the trumpet.
他是用你的口来作为角一样的使用。
But it means that you will blow with your mouth as the trumpet.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
人是听角声,
man listens to the trumpet.
听见角声, 他们就知道要集合了。
When they hear the sound of the trumpet, they know to gather.
要起行了,
it is to march.
要去征战了,
it is to battle.
但是你用口在那里吹,
but it is not to blow the trumpet with your mouth, but to use your mouth as the trumpet. When you do so, no one can hear you. And no one will pay attention. But whether man pays attention or not, the result, the consequences of not returning to God is manifested here.
因为用口吹角,不是吹响那个角声,
because when your mouth is the trumpet, it is not the sound of the trumpet, but it is there a proclamation.
宣告什么呢?
What is it proclaiming?
敌人好像鹰一样来攻打耶和华的家。
The proclamation is that he shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹注意, 神说话所用的字,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to the words, the terms that God uses when he speaks.
敌人如鹰来攻打你们了。
The enemy shall come as an eagle against you.
但神不是这样说。
But God did not say that.
神是说,
God says,
敌人如鹰来攻打耶和华的家。
The enemy, he shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord.
你就晓得神心思里面的那一份情。
You realize then the heart, the emotion of God.
以色列虽然是背弃神到了这样的一个地步。
Israel has opposed, rebelled against God to this point.
神在心思里头还没有弃绝他们。
Yet in God's heart, he did not forsake them.
当他们受欺负的时候,
when they are taken advantage of,
神承认,
God confessed,
是耶和华的家受欺负,
it is the fact that is the house of the Lord that is taken advantage of.
但是既然神是看到是他的家受到欺负,
and if God is able to see the fact that it is his own house that is taken advantage of,
来抵挡就好了嘛,
would he not stand forth to oppose and stand forth for his own house?
但是在这种情形的底下,神不能出头。
But under this condition, God cannot come forth.
为什么神不能出头呢?
Why?
因为敌人来攻打以色列。
Because when the Israel come against Israel,
这个是以色列跟神立约的那个内容。
This is the detail of the covenant which Israel made with God.
这个约是用血来立的。
This covenant is made by blood.
所以不能随便废掉的。So
you cannot just abolish this covenant casually.
那所以好像你就看着，看见神眼巴巴的看见敌人来欺负他的百姓。So
it seems as if God can just only stand there and watch the people come against his house.
但是神又不能不接受这个事实。But
God must also accept this fact.
为什么呢?
Why?
这个是立约的结果。Because
this is the result of a covenant.
说神在那里明说。
So God is saying clearly,
因为这民违背我的约，干犯我的律法,
because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law.
这是他们自作自受,
because they have brought this upon themselves.
这是他们自己交易来的,
they have brought this attack upon themselves.
那当神的对付真的是让他们认定的话,
if they are acknowledging God's dealing with them,
那事情也好办,
then it's easy to do.
可惜的就是以色列人并不知道这个是神的手。
Israel did not realize this is the hand of God at work.
所以
therefore
主在那里等候他们说的那句话他们一直没有说出口。
God has continued to wait for them to say these words, yet they did not say it.
神等待他们说一句什么话呢?
What is God waiting for them to say?
你看,这真是很有感情,也很伤感情。
You can see that these words are filled with emotion and also very heart-aching.
当敌人来对付他们的时候,
when the enemy comes against them,
他们必呼叫我说,我的神啊, 我们以色列认识你了。
Israel shall cry unto me, My God, we know thee.
这是神一直在等候以色列人要向他说出的话。
This is what God is forever waiting for Israel to say to him.
你很清楚看到这是神等候以色列百姓说的话。
You can clearly see these are the words that God is waiting for Israel to say to him.
因为这个不是何西俄在那里代替神说的话。
Because this is not Hosea representing God saying these words.
整个这两节经文你看见神就是用他第一声的这一个称谓来说出这件事。
You can see in these two verses God is standing in the first person speaking these words.
你用口吹角吧,敌人如鹰来攻打耶和华的家,因为这民违背我的约,干犯了我的律法,他们被呼叫我说, 我的神啊,我们以色列认识你了。
Set the trumpet to thy mouth, he shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Israel shall cry unto me, My God, we know thee.
领会到神那一份感情吗?
You can just understand the emotion of God.
也领会到神说这话的时候,那个伤感情吗?
You can just realize how much it aches God's heart when he says such words.
以色列人就是这样的。
This is the condition of Israel before God.
所以神也没有办法不让这些事情发生。So
God has no other way but to allow these things to happen.
他说以色列你丢弃了良善,仇敌必追逼你。God
says Israel have cast off that thing.
比他说了好些话了。The
enemy shall pursue you and many things to say.
他们立君王不由我。
They have set up kings, but not by me.
他们立首领, 我却不认他。
They have made prince, and I knew it not.
他们在那里制造偶像, 我也只好随他了。
Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off.
弟兄姊妹们, 神又说到另外的一种光景, 来点出以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, God says another condition which highlights the fact they did not honor God. Israel did not give any ground to God at all.
现在神就特别指出他们拿掉神的地位从什么时候开始。
Now God specifically tells them when is it that they began to give no ground to God at all.
从他们制造金牛犊的那个时候开始。
It was from the time they had made for themselves calves.
一直到现在那么长久的时间,他们没有让神有地位。
Even until now, for such a long period of time, they gave no ground to God at all.
他们宁愿在有困扰的时候去求人。 也不来寻求神。
They rather seek for man, seek for help from others, not God, when they need help.
那既然他们不寻求神，
If they do not seek after God,
既然他们要依靠人，
Since they want to put their trust in
man, 他们既然认为人是对他们有好处，而神对他们只是一个观念。
Since they consider man will be of help to them and God is only but a concept,
神就说，
God says,
那也只好让你们给外邦人去吞吃了。
I'll just allow for the Gentiles to devour you.
但是神说，
But God says,
我不会静默不言。
But I will not be silent.
我一定给他们管教。
I will discipline them.
让他们在管教的里边来苏醒。
So that they can awaken in their discipline.
虽然神的那个管教是管教的相当的厉害。
And even though that discipline of God is extremely harsh.
就让他们给掳到外邦。
So that they would even be in a captivity in exile.
并且以色列被掳到外邦，直到现在还没有复原。
Even to today that Israel has been held in captivity and not restored yet.
现在的以色列国并不包括他们这个以色列北方的十个支派。
Present day Israel does not include this northern kingdom of 10 tribes of Israel.
但是一个最叫神过不去的是他们宗教的狂热找错对象这一件事情。
But what is most that God is against is that they have found the wrong audience for their religious fervor.
因为我们读何西阿书的时候，你真的是读出以色列的那个宗教的狂热的那个情形。
Because truly, when we read the book of Hosea, we can see how much religious fervor Israel had.
上面我们读过的，以色列增添祭司。
What we have read before in Hosea is that the more they increase the priests,
祭司增多
，and the increase in the priests,
那引出的结果就是
，the result would be
在神面前的罪孽也增多。
They increase their sin before God.
现在呢？
Now,
就说到以法莲增添祭坛
that Ephraim have made many altars,
那个结果呢
the result,
取罪
to sin,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
如果他们要侍奉敬拜神
if they were to serve and worship God,
他们如果是心里头清明的
if they were clear in their heart,
他们知道
they know,
我们到耶路撒冷去。
We will go to Jerusalem.
因为神只允许我们一个祭坛。
Because God only allowed one altar for us.
他们应当记得他们祖宗的历史。
They should remember the history of their forefathers.
他们进迦南的时候，差点为了多增加一个祭坛，就兄弟打起仗来。
They were almost to the point because of adding an extra altar that they would fight amongst themselves.
所以他们知道。
So they know.
要侍奉敬拜到耶路撒冷去。
If you're to serve and worship, you must go to Jerusalem.
到圣殿去。
To go to the temple.
但是他们觉得。
But they feel.
当然有另外的原因我们不说。
Of course, there are other reasons we won't get into.
因为起初金牛犊的设立是政治的原因高过宗教的原因的。
Because the original establishment of these calves were more political than religious.
那个时候的事情已经是几百年前的事，我们不去再追究它。
Now, those things happened several hundreds of years ago. We won't go into it.
我们是说以色列灭亡以前的那一段时间
，That is
just
the period of time before Israel was destroyed, their condition at that time.
他们根本没有留意到一个祭坛的问题。
They did not even consider pay attention to this issue.
他们认为我们要侍奉神，我们要敬拜神。
They feel that if we want to serve God, we want to worship God.
只要我们的热情发表出来，那就可以了。
As long as we show forth our zeal, that is sufficient.
是在这种心思的底下，才可能有增添祭坛的可 条件。
It is only under that condition that they will increase their altars.
他们没有想到。
They did not consider.
增添祭坛的那个结果是在神的面前取罪。
The result of their increasing their altars before God is to sin.
他们只看见。
They only see.
祭坛越多越好。
The more altars there are, the better.
越多越能表达我们的敬虔。
The more altars we have, the more it will manifest.
表达我们的热心。
The fervor that we have.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从古到今。
Even from the past to now.
所有的人都很容易犯一个毛病。
Many will have this issue.
他们常常
so many
落在一个很不容易醒过来的光景。
We'll fall into this condition that is very hard for us to awaken from.
本来神的所做和神的所事是非常调和的。
All that God is and all that He does is very harmonious.
没有矛盾的。
There's no conflict.
但是人常常做一件愚昧的事。
But many a times man will act foolishly.
用神的所做来代替神的所事。
To use what God has done to take the place of who God is.
当然不是真的是神的所做。
Of course not truly God's work.
是人以为神的所做。
But man thinks that is what God's work is.
所以在名堂上面来说。
So by name.
对的名堂
It is the right name.
是神要做的
This is God's work.
但是那个神要做的
But what God truly wants to do
是人想出来的
is only thought up by man.
不是真的神要做的
It's not truly God's work.
我们看过去旧约的历史一直到现在
When we look at the history in the Old Testament till now.
这是称为属神的人很容易陷下去的一个属灵的陷阱。
This is a spiritual trap that many who belong to God can easily fall in.
那也是撒旦对神的儿女们伤害的一个很隐藏的利器。
That is also a weapon which can easily harm us that is snared for us by Satan.
你要热心，他不叫你不热心。
If you want zeal, he will allow you to have zeal.
他让你热心。
He will let you have fervor.
但是他把你热心的那个对象放歪一点
But the audience of your fervor, Satan will shift a little bit.
难处就出来
Then there will be issues, problems.
你可以很热心
You can be very fervent.
但是你没有接触到神
But you have not contacted with God.
你接触到的一切都是神以外的事物
All that you come into contact with are things outside of God.
弟兄姊妹们以色列人当年是落在这个陷阱里
Brothers and sisters, in those days, Israel fell into this trap.
我们现在当然不可能愚昧到像以色列人那样子给神指着我们说你们是鸽子。
Of course, now, we would be impossible for us to be into that same situation when God will point evidently at us and say, we are like a silly dove.
但是我们不得不承认。
But we must also confess.
如果神不怜悯我们的。
If God does not have mercy on us.
我们常常会做一些。
Many a times, we'll do things.
不是神要做的事我们把它肯定说成是神要做的事
That would not be the work of God but we assuredly say yes that is the work of God
然后就用着这些人以为是神要做的事去代替了神的所事
Then we will take the so-called work of God that we think is the work of God to replace who God is
弟兄姊妹们这是以色列人的难处
Brothers and sisters, this is the difficulty Israel had.
这个难处难到一个地步。
This difficulty was so hard.
神要医治他们。
That even if God would have healed them.
但是神却得不到机会去显明神的医治。
Yet God could not find an opportunity to manifest his healing.
所以何西阿先知当时说这些话的时候
So at the time when the prophet Hosea said these
弟兄姊妹们记得那是以色列到了最末后的那一段日子
Remember these were the last days of Israel
但是他们听不进去
Yet they would not hear these words
然后我们现在读到他们当时的那个光景
Now as we read their condition
我们不是在这里定他们的罪。
We are not condemning them and judging them.
我们却是要从他们的愚昧里头来反照我们 在跟随主的心思和意念。
But it is from their foolishness we want to reflect on and see our thought and our mind.
尤其是在现在，我们的主已经用着好多好多的预兆来提醒我们，现在是黑夜已深白昼将近的时间。
Especially nowadays when God have used so many signs to show us, to tell us that the night is near and that the day shall come.
我们要警醒保守我们自己，不走在神的心意的外头。
That we must be alert to keep our hearts so that we will not go astray from the heart of God.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have some prayer.